95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning. I'm Kathy Romano, and welcome to Her Story. Thanks for joining me again this early Sunday morning. If you listen every Sunday, you know I love talking about the fashion industry, and it often creeps into conversation on the show one way or another. So that's the topic today, but a little different view of it. There has been a huge spike in fraud complaints due to COVID-19, and the top reports were from online shopping. I was just having a conversation with a coworker the other day who was trying to return and get a refund on some items that she ordered online. When she received the items, she realized they were not exactly what was pictured on the website she ordered from. How many of you have had this happen to you? She didn't do her research before ordering from a company she had never ordered from before. What she later figured out was that the company was in China and that she was likely not getting a refund at all. And if she did, the shipping to return the items cost more than the actual item itself. This is a big issue as people are staying home and doing more and more online shopping. So today I'm talking to Elisa Frederico, style director at Dressing Jane and a Fox 29 contributor. She's joining me today to talk about these types of scams and the ways to avoid falling into the trap. Elisa, thanks for coming on with me this morning.
Thanks for having me this morning, Kath.
So have you heard about the reports of the increase in scams in online shopping?
I have heard of the increase, and unfortunately, these scams have been around even before COVID started. But like you said, because people are doing more online shopping right now because they're homebound, those numbers are definitely increasing.
So what are the top online retail scams that you see?
I mean, the one that you were referring to specifically, where you see an item pictured and what you get is not what you thought you were ordering. What happens is a lot of these factories, and unfortunately they are overseas, the majority of them, what they do is they look for photos of existing product and they show you that existing product and then they go to knock it off. However, as you can imagine, they can't execute it the same way. So you're getting something that, you know, looks maybe similar. The fit is completely wrong because these factories are just, like I said, manufacturing knockoff products. So it's not like it goes through a proper fit process for sizing. So me personally, this happened to me a couple years ago. I'm sure you have seen the website. It pops up all the time in your feed. It's got these great looking trend products and they're retailing for like $12. And you're like, oh, wow, gotta check this out. Well, when you get it, I ordered a small and it was really like an extra large.
So my coworker, she brought the items in for us to see. And yeah, it was exactly like that. It looked similar to the picture, but the coloring was off. It was like a box instead of a fitted, you know, woman's T-shirt, which is what she thought she was ordering.
Correct. And like I said, a lot of these sites will pull photos. So, for example, say there was somebody, and I know the T-shirt that you're talking about, it looks like it's homemade. It looks like the person who did this tie-dyed it themselves. They cut it up. They really personalized it. So the factory that is knocking this off probably, you know, potentially finds this item on Etsy and says, oh, this is a great idea. Let's make this. But they show you the picture from Etsy. So you can't replicate something that someone is, you know, is handmade and then mass produce that in a factory. It'll never come out looking the same. And like you said, by the time the person who's purchased that item gets it, there's no way to return it at that point. You're not getting your money back.
But it is a scam. I mean, you are paying for something and you are receiving an item, but in a way, it's a scam.
It's definitely a scam because they're showing you a picture of something and you're not actually getting that. And they know the likelihood of processing a return is very slim.
Well, and she went through like a lot of steps to contact the company and ask for a refund. And they were making her jump through 900 hoops at the end of it. She said she spent so much time at the end of it. There was no refund. There was no resolution to the problem.
Right. And that's the thing. Most of these companies, if they even do respond to you, they know that you're the amount of people that are actually going to follow through and do all of this work to return the item is so it's such slim chances that they're not actually going to have to give the refund. I mean, further to that point, I've even during COVID, I decided that, you know, I had some gel on my nails and I wasn't going to be able to get my nails done. So I thought, oh, I'm going to do it myself. I wanted to order one of those little drills and the powder. I ordered them in the beginning of March. They showed up at my house in July. So even though I actually received the product and it was what I thought I was getting, the shipping time, but I didn't need it anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know, so that's another thing. They were taking all these orders and charging you.
Right.
And then by the time they process it and it shows up on your door, it's, you know, 90 days later and no one needs the goods. But the same thing. Now I'm stuck with it and I don't need it anymore.
Right. Okay. So how do we not fall into these traps then? What should we be looking for? What should we be doing?
first and foremost, I hate to say this, but unfortunately, we really should try to work with partners that are USA bound. You know, retailers that you know, buying from overseas is tricky because of what we just discussed. You know, there's the idea that, is it actually going to get here? You know, is it the product that you think it is? And, you know, there's a time difference, there's a communication barrier. So I hate to say it, but when you're doing that online shopping, it's got to be from a trustable resource. And I think that, you know, to make sure you're going to get what you want, try to stick to USA companies.
So somebody said to me recently, if there was only a United States company like those that we see overseas with cheap, trendy clothing, they would love to purchase stuff from them. Is there something like that here in the United States?
Well, I mean, we do have trustable resources that, like, for example, cheap, trendy clothing. What comes to mind when I think of that is the H&Ms of the world, or, you know, even bumping it up a little bit, Zara. They're, even though they produce overseas, they've got U.S. distribution centers here. They've got U.S. home offices. So those are partners that you know are going to stand behind whatever it is that you're buying. You can reach out to them. They've got people here in the U.S. operating on the same time zone as you. So I think that those are partners and people that you would want to trust if you are buying some cheap, trendy product.
And they've got a legit return policy.
Legit return policy. And you know, it's there. It's online. These are retailers who have been in business for ages. It's not some random thing that popped up in your, you know, your Instagram or your Facebook feed, you know, as an advertisement.
Right. And that's where most people, that's where they get most people. It pops up on Instagram. You're like, that's the cutest dress I've ever seen. Click. And you want to buy it.
And you want to buy it because guess what? The picture you showing they're showing you
isn't
the dress you've ever seen.
Right.
The one you actually get is not the cutest dress you've ever seen.
So one thing that I did, I was actually buying a tie-dyed sweatsuit and I saw it on Instagram. I clicked on the ad. I had never ordered from the site before. So I just went and I Googled it and that picture popped up like five different times on five different websites. So I'm like, not everyone can have that exact one. So this has got to be that scam that we were just talking about. So that's one way to do it. Just search it. If the same picture is popping up for different websites, that should raise a red flag.
Well, also what should raise a red flag to you is a lot of these companies, these scam trying to produce companies, they will go and they'll basically different versions of their same company. So like that picture that you saw, one person is replicating that same photo, but it's actually all coming from the same place. They've just given it, you know, five different names to look like it has more exposure than it does.
Yep. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Absolutely.
And, you know, just like with anything, when you're purchasing online, read the reviews, read what people are saying. Cause a lot of times, you know, people will leave negative feedback if they have had an experience like this. So just read the reviews and make sure you know who you're dealing with.
Well, that's a good point too, because the girl that I work with who ordered this stuff, I did one Google search of the website and the first thing that popped up was, this is a scam. And I was like, all you need to do is Google it and then you wouldn't be out some money.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's unfortunate because, you know, they do get you when it comes into your feed and it looks so great and it's so inexpensive. But half the time it's not legit.
Now, I'm sure this is the time that you're talking about fall fashion. Indoor dining just started back up at 25% capacity in New Jersey on Friday. Philadelphia is going to start back up with indoor dining. So more people are getting out a little bit more, but still there's no large events that are being planned. And we're still being encouraged to stay at home when possible. So are there new fall 2020 trends? And is COVID and quarantining affecting the fashion trends?
I mean, I think they are. It's affected fashion greatly. If you ask me my opinion, we are leading with comfort, to be honest. That's our main component, our main key when we're getting dressed. Now, if it doesn't feel good, if it's not comfortable, I don't think we're wearing it. We're just not in that day and age, even though we're going out. For example, coming into fall, you know, it's boot season. I think we're going to see a lot more block heels, lower heels. People do want to get dressed. I like to get dressed. It makes me feel good. I don't want to roll around in my pajamas all day, but I do still want to be comfortable. We've come out of this time period where we were homebound and we were in sweatsuits, and I don't think we're ready to give up that comfort, but we do want to look a little more stylized. So think about really comfy sweaters, nice chunky knits, you know, a lot of leggings, a lot of athleisure. That's really going to be your driver in fashion this fall.
And I remember you saying that athleisure was kind of like on its way out. Is it coming back, you think, because COVID and because people were staying at home?
Yes, I think that athleisure is what's actually driving fashion right now across all channels, to be honest with you. People want to be comfortable, and that is that. So no, athleisure is not going anywhere but up. this is how the fashion industry, like, one day you're here, the next, like, you know, COVID happens and it changes the entire industry and where the dollars are being spent.
So you talk about athleisure and comfortable things, but what specifically are we going to see in the stores or online?
That's a great question, because what happened with COVID is the production for fall winter really got impacted. So while people weren't shopping and things weren't opening in March and April, that's when the factories are actually producing fall one goods that you would find, you know, traditionally on the floor. Mm-hmm. September and October. So it's a great question. I've got to get out there right now and tell you, but I know that you are going to see a lot of 90s inspired, which actually lends itself to comfort, because if you remember dressing in the 90s, a lot of oversized flannels,
of course,
a lot of great thermals, the jeans were baggier. So those kind of things. But what I think, and again, for a little bit of an older generation or for people who don't want kind of that grungy look, how do you take elements of those types of trends and make it a little more grown up or a little more sophisticated? I think if you look for like a really great comfy flannel, you know, you pair it back with really great, maybe like leather joggers or even cotton joggers, but just something that makes it a little bit more grown up than looking like, you know, Kurt Cobain the first time we wore it in the actual 90s.
Right. So do you think the stock is going to be affected? Or are we going to see less of it in the stores?
I don't think you're going to see less of it. I just think there's going to be a bit of a delay. From my perspective, it seems like we're about a month behind. Inventory is rolling on the floor, but they were really, I would say high summer was not the traditional floor plan. Like when I walked into Target, they basically had no inventory, and it was surprising because that's when the highest amount of stock and inventory usually would have been on the floor. So I feel like we're going to see it start staggering in, but we're just a little bit behind.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I always love your transition styling. So tell us how we can use some of our summer pieces, but still dress for the fall season.
Yeah, I think that with transitional dressing coming out of any season, the one key thing you want to think about is what pieces do you actually have to take out? Like, for example, coming out of summer and going into fall, you want to retire those, you know, the pom-poms and, you know, the tropical prints, the palm prints, things that really read like high summer or resort wear, time to put away your espadrilles, all those things that really, you know, wicker bags that really look like spring and summer. However, you can still wear florals. You can pick pieces. Like, for example, I'm showing this week some really great, a white cotton dress. How do you make that look a little more fall appropriate? Throw on an open toe block heel booty, a dark chambray shirt, you know, maybe a wool hat. You just kind of have to change your elements, your styling elements to make it look a little more fall appropriate. And the same thing with your florals. Look, you know, choose your florals that have fall-like color palettes. For example, a mustard skirt. Look at burgundies and wine colors. You know, you don't want to wear your bright pink florals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What about all the bright colored tie-dye that we're buying?
I'm not afraid of the tie-dye because that's such a whimsy thing. I don't think that's a problem. Tie-dye coming out of COVID became so strong again just because everyone was trapped at home and, you know, making it on their own. And tie-dye really had a real big resurgence, I think, because of COVID. I think that is perfectly fine to wear. I think it's fun to, you know, pair those tie-dyes. I love tie-dye with neutral. I love tie-dye with black. But I think you can just kind of style it with some more fall, winter appropriate colors.
What's new for Dressing Jane? What are you working on?
So right now I'm working on lots of stuff for Fox. We're doing, you know, our weekly segments, but I think that the most important thing is really gearing people up for how are they going to get dressed? How are we going to go on? We're homebound, but we can't be in our pajamas all day. I can't talk about this enough. I think even if you're working from home, you're on Zoom calls, you still have to get up and you still have to wash your hair and put some mascara on, maybe a little lip gloss. You know, you still have to get dressed and keep that routine. So I'm really working with my clients on building wardrobes that are easily to do just that.
When can we see you on Fox 29?
So I don't have a steady day that I'm on, but you will see me weekly. I've been on weekly for the past couple years. This week, I'll be on Wednesday, Thursday. I was just on Monday. We did a really great segment about masks because we know it's still, you know, we still have to wear our masks out in public. And this was about a really great, like, Philadelphia attractions who are doing special masks for their businesses. So how to have Philly pride and stay COVID safe. But you'll see us doing, we're going to do a DSW shoe roundup under $100 for fall shoes. And just, again, transitional dressing. Then we'll go into really great, like, what's happening in the chunky knits and all of that kind of fun stuff for fall and winter.
And your Instagram, if people want to follow you, because I know you do a lot of fashion tips there as well.
I do. I do a ton of fashion tips there. So you can find me on Instagram at @dressing_Jane.
Awesome. Alisa, thank you so much for coming on and for all the information you gave us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Kath.
Online shopping tops the reports for increase in fraud complaints during the pandemic. Scammers are now taking advantage, promising to help you get refunds for everything from canceled vacations to weddings to gym memberships, but they're stealing your identity instead. There's no reason any company would ever ask you for your personal information, especially your social security number. There's just no need for it. So just keep that in mind and be smart when you're doing online shopping. Follow the tips that Alisa gave this morning. Read the reviews. Just do a search on whatever company you're ordering from. You can follow Alisa for style tips and more fashion advice on her Instagram. It's @dressing_Jane, and watch for her on Fox 29 each week. She gave some great advice. So if you missed any part of today's show, you can podcast the entire conversation on 957benfm.com on Monday morning. You scroll down to Her Story, click the link, and all of my shows are listed right there. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.